Who declares global Ebola emergency as DR Congo death toll hits 80? Who declares global emergency as DR Congo's Ebola outbreak kills 80 with no vaccine available? The World Health Organization declared a global health emergency on Sunday after an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed more than 80 people. The strain has no approved vaccine, and cases are rising in remote rural areas near the Ugandan border. Newspaper continuing coverage, who declares Ebola emergency as Congo outbreak spreads to Uganda? The World Health Organization WHO officially declared a public health emergency of international concern on Sunday after an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo DRC killed at least 80 people. This marks the second time in just 5 years the WHO has issued such an alert for DRC's recurring Ebola crises. The current strain, Ebola Zaire, has no approved vaccine, which makes containment far harder than in previous outbreaks where experimental shots were available. Health officials say the virus is spreading in remote villages along the Uganda border, where access is difficult and mistrust of authorities runs deep. The emergency declaration comes amid reports that armed groups have attacked health outposts, further complicating efforts to track cases and bury victims safely. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the situation serious and concerning but stressed that the risk to the global population remains low. Still, the declaration is meant to unlock additional funding and resources from governments and aid groups that might otherwise hesitate to intervene. The last time the WHO issued this level of alert was in 2019 for the same region, which ultimately cost over $250 million to control. This outbreak started in April near the city of Mbandaka, a trading hub with weak health infrastructure. Teams on the ground report that families are hiding sick relatives to avoid quarantine, and traditional burial practices, where bodies are washed by hand, are fueling transmission. The WHO's Emergency Committee, which met Friday, noted that the outbreak spread is being driven by persistent misinformation and community reluctance to cooperate. Health workers have also faced violence, including an attack on a treatment center in June that left a nurse dead. Without a vaccine, teams are relying on older tactics, rapid contact tracing, safe burials, and community engagement. But those methods are straining under the weight of distrust and logistical hurdles. The emergency declaration doesn't automatically stop the outbreak, but it does put pressure on donors to act faster. Previous outbreaks in DRC showed that delays of even a few weeks can mean the difference between containment and a full-blown crisis. For now, the focus is on stabilizing the situation before the rainy season makes roads impassable and cuts off villages for months. The WHO says it needs $57 million to fund its response through September, but so far only about 30% of that has been pledged. Local health officials warn that if the outbreak isn't brought under control soon, it could spill across borders into Uganda or South Sudan, where health systems are even weaker. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.